Another round of community engagement will begin in the new year to gather thoughts and ideas from residents of Anmore about a massive development proposed for a 151-acre property in the south end of the village. Except it may not be as big as originally planned. On November 19, Anmore councillors voted to support the least dense of three possible development scenarios presented by the parcel's owner, Icona Properties, with a few possible tweaks. It would see the construction of 1,990 to 2,200 new homes in a mix of townhomes, low-rise apartments and single-family houses on small lots, along with space for a park, commercial area and recreation center. While Icona had said in a report developing the property with less density than the 3,500 homes it had originally pitched would result in a smaller park and a community center operated as a privately run club primarily for residents of the new neighborhood rather than a public facility for all, councillors are hoping permitting a few more homes and exploring a partnership with School District 43 for the community center will strike a balance. Icona said lowering the density of its development plans would also generate less than $400,000 in annual property tax revenues for the village, considerably less than the $700,000 it would realize from more homes. The company must now complete several technical studies based on council's preference, including traffic and environmental impact assessments, a financial and economic analysis of the development, an evaluation of the viability of its proposed commercial spaces and conceptual master plans to provide water, sewer and rainwater management services to the neighborhood. A document being delivered to households in Anmore this week cautions the results of those studies, as well as upcoming community engagement, could yet result in further changes to the development scenario councillors envision for the property at the corner of First Avenue and Sunnyside Road. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.